Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name is Olivia and today I will be talking about my reflections on COVID-19 pandemic. First of all, we all have to agree that it came quite unexpectedly. Even though we knew about the virus, we minimized it at first. Only when it attacked Italy very deeply, I must say, we started to do something to prevent the spreading to our country. From then, it was getting just worse and worse. I remember the day when our prime minister announced that they were closing schools. Me and my classmates were obviously super happy. We screamed, we laughed, we danced, because at that moment we didn't know there was something, or rather nothing, to be happy about. I mean, first week, maybe even 2 weeks, were great. Sleeping till 10 a.m., eating dinner for breakfast, staying in our rooms for all these days, or in bed, in my case, with absolutely no sense of guilt, was just a pure pleasure. But 2 weeks later, after watching whole Netflix, YouTube, Amazon Prime, and definitely every other things, I guess we had enough. Don't get me wrong, I love spending time at home, really. And sometimes I would call myself an introverted person, because there is time when I don't like to see anyone or even to talk to anyone. I just want to be by myself. But at some point, even I was tired of the social distancing. Because there is a difference between staying at home because you want to than staying at home because you are told to do it. So yeah. This whole quarantine is not easy. But, of course, there are some advantages of the situation as well. So let me for a change focus on a good stuff. Obviously, for many people, it was a chance to take care of themselves. And by taking care, I mean, of course, losing weight. But since I am not a person that survives on her diet for more than 3 days, I will tell you about things that I was actually able to do. So I was able to get along with my mother, actually. I mean, by the fact that we were spending so much time together and we couldn't talk to any people but ourselves, it really helped us to improve our relation. From other good things that happened was cooking. Since I had so much free time and the fact I was spending most of the day with my mom, I started to cook more. I finally learned how to do a perfect omelette and I was really proud of it, actually. I also had a chance to kind of rethink my life, my actions, and most importantly, my plans. I had a lot of time to do my research about universities, and thanks to that, I finally know what I want to study and where I want it to study. So, summarizing this whole corona thing, it's a really rough time, not only for people, but also for the country itself. But even this situation has good sides, so I hope everyone will find some positives. So thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast, and I will see you, or rather speak to you, next time. Take care of yourself. Bye!